At the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Pilot Station sonar site, estimates of migrating Yukon River salmon begin with the deployment of sonar transducers and the thump of fish flopping at the bottom of a boat.
What was the king? 673.
From early June until early September, sonar site crew members fish in-river gillnets daily as a tool the site uses to produce salmon estimates. Sonar can count fish, but it can't count fish by species, so a biologist examines the site's daily gillnet catch and, based on the proportion of the catch represented by each species, determines how many of the sonar-detected fish should be counted as king salmon, chum salmon, shefish, or some other species. On a sunny day in mid-June, sonar site project leader Jody Lazzori watched the crew fish a gillnet near the sonar site's left bank.
See the corks bobbing? In some spots there's fish hitting it.
The net was one of six nets the crew fishes at the site, each with a different mesh size.
I don't know which net they're fishing right now, and that obviously dictates what we're going to catch, because we fish from 275, which is targeting the smaller whitefish, Ciscos, to 8.5 to target the Chinook, so that we're trying to capture all the species that are being counted on the sonar, since we don't know what species those are when we have our counts. All we know is they're fish.
Traditionally, the site uses nets measuring 8 meters deep and 25 fathoms long. But last year, the site began field testing 50-fathom nets in response to concerns that fish might be dodging the shorter nets and skewing the sonar site's estimates. So far, there has been no significant difference between estimates generated using 50-fathom nets and estimates generated using 25-fathom nets. Lazzori says it appears 25-fathom nets are meeting the sonar site's gill netting goals.
The goal isn't to catch more fish. It's just to get a good representative sample of what I'm counting on the sonar.
On the gillnet boat, crew work quickly to minimize fatalities. Lazzori explains that after untangling fish and documenting species, the crew collect additional data and samples from chum and king salmon.
So pretty much what's going on is Margaret's taking the fish that are going to make it first, taking a scale sample, then they're passing them down, taking age, sex, length data, and genetic data.
Biologists use the samples and additional data to reveal trends in the age of returning salmon, whether a salmon will spawn in Alaska or migrate over the border into Canada, and other information that can be used to better understand salmon runs. This is Patrice Cole reporting from Pilot Station.